China is on track to become the world's first electrostate. The nation has put its economic power behind renewable technologies, accelerating the end of the fossil fuel era, and now primarily it relies on hydro, wind and solar to create electricity, which has an impact already on emissions. Ruby Ward asked Dr. Roger Dargaville from Monash University whether he was shocked at China's quick turnaround.
China has been leading the way in installing renewables for quite a long time now, and they install more wind and solar annually than the rest of the world combined. So it's no surprise that trend is continuing, and that's not really new news. It's also important to recognise that China, as well as building the most renewables, also produces more electricity from fossil fuel than any other country. So their coal-fired generators are still a very substantial part of their energy mix. Their coal-fired power stations account for almost half of their electricity generation still. They have ambition to decarbonise their electricity sector and to electrify industrial uses of fossil fuel so that their carbon emissions go down. But they've, like many other countries in the world, they have a long way to go. Most countries, many countries in the world, have announced zero net carbon targets by 2050, 2060, 2070, depending on where they are and what their starting point is. So announcing that you're going to become an electrostate and decarbonize your electricity sector is not really a new thing. But for China, it's extremely important. It's still a very noteworthy announcement because China is the largest user of energy on the planet by a long way. And so when they have intentions to decarbonize and to electrify, that is very important.
Yeah. Do you think Australia will learn from their kind of turnaround into renewables, and what do you think our response will be?
Well, you might be surprised to learn that Australia actually has a higher portion of renewables in its mix at the moment than China. So the uptake of wind and solar as a portion of our total electricity is higher in Australia by a substantial margin. And we're on a faster trend towards decarbonising. Our coal use peaked more than 10 years ago. And our uptake of renewables is expanding rapidly. Now, the scale that we're operating at obviously is much, much smaller than China. Our population is a 50th of the size, so we don't compete in the same league. But in terms of how you manage a system with high penetration renewables, Australia probably can teach China a thing or two. If you look at precincts such as South Australia, where the penetration of renewables in the electricity sector is more than 70%, it cuts both ways. While Australia can learn from the manufacturing scale that China achieves and the incredibly low costs they achieve, the management of a high penetration renewable energy system, Australia actually leads the world in some respects.
So does that mean maybe the new age of the electricity could be upon us as well?
We are definitely on the trajectory to electrifying our industry. And the electricity sector is decarbonising quite quickly. And by 2035, we should be up to around about 80% of our electricity generated from renewables. And that's not very far away. So that sector is electrifying very nicely. Transport is a little way behind, and then you've got the really difficult to abate sectors such as steel making, concrete. These are sectors where minimising carbon emissions are very difficult because it requires brand new technologies that are not commercially viable yet, such as green steel with hydrogen or alternative concrete solutions that don't emit carbon. When you do have the cost of carbon included, then the low carbon solution is often more cost effective, if not now, not far into the future. So even without significant subsidies, as long as the carbon is priced, the system should naturally evolve to decarbonisation and electrification.
Dr. Roger Dargaville, lead researcher in renewable energy at the Monash University Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering, speaking there with Ruby Ward.